something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Listen to your spirit. If you will listen to your spirit, the Holy Spirit can easily work through your spirit, because your spirit will be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and pick his signals, such that if there's something that is urgent, if there's something that the Spirit needs to take over and bear with your spirit, he can do it then. But if you're speaking in tongues while you're looking around, when you're doing that distracted, then your spirit cannot attain to the Spirit of God, because you are not attending to your spirit. You see that? So you just pray and you are dry-eyed. You've prayed that way for a whole year and you didn't experience this kind of groaning or deep sign of the Spirit. That's traumatic, tragic, and terrible. You see, how do you get along in life? You just pray, oh, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. 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 So everything is settled. Everything is settled. You haven't started. Life is better than that. There are deeper realms of the spirit. You understand? You know, sometimes we say deeper and higher. There are deeper realms and there are higher realms. It says deep, call it unto deep. You understand? Yeah. And there are heights in the spirit. So when you let your spirit work with the Holy Ghost, you would find yourself creating or charting your course in life in a very simple way. Then this confused way of living will not be associated with you. You just know where you're going. Every day you know you're on course. And if you ever miss the way, the Bible says you shall hear a voice behind you saying, stop! This is the way! Walk in it! You can't miss your way. It's a stop. You'd hear, you'd know. Within you. Glory to God. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, did you even open to the scripture I was reading or quoting to you in Romans chapter 8 and from verse 26? Did you? Did you write it down? Very important. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Filled with the Spirit. Every day. Stared. See, it gives you a certain spiritual consciousness that you shouldn't do without. The word of God is always up. It's always up. You know what I mean? If you were going to talk about any issue, the word. See, it's always there. You know, for some people, the word of God is down. They have to remember that the Bible said so. Okay, it's true. You know, they're behaving somehow and then they remember the Bible says it's true. See, they have a certain kind of life. The word of God is down somewhere. It's true. The Bible said it's true. It's true. But if you walk in the Spirit, if you're full of the Spirit, the Word will always be up there. Before you have any time to think about anything, it's the Word. It's the Word. You don't try to remember. What does the Bible say about this? You know, people are always asking such questions. What does the Bible say about this? What does the Bible say about this? What does the Bible say about this? There's a way the Word of God functions through you. It just works through you. That's what God wants. He doesn't want you going to find out, to remember, and come back. He wants it in you. Carry it. Carry it. The Bible says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. 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 Make deposits of the Word of God on a daily basis. Store the Word into your spirit because you will need it. Are you listening to me? You will need it. You will. You will. And you better have it inside so that it will rise to the surface at the time of need. Glory to God. Say, I'm a success. I'm a victor. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Okay, now, you're not full of the Holy Ghost just because you said you're full of the Holy Ghost. He told us how to be full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So what are you going to do? You're going to talk to yourself, all right? In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, right? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Hold on. You know you can do that in a... The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. See, let me tell you something. You've got to put... Let me show you this. Imagine... Come, brother. Let me show you something. Imagine I said to him, I love you, I love you. I love you. Yeah, I love you, I love you. I love you. You see, it may be true, but it's not working. I got to look at you. I say, I love you, brother. I love you. Hallelujah. There's some. Hallelujah. Hold on. Listen. There's got to be some emotion. Come and pick him up. He's blessed and blessed and blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. There's some emotion to it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with God. Are you listening? It's the same thing with God. The same thing with God. Your spirit has to be stirred. And so you control all your, you channel all your energies towards that purpose. There's got to be a focus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, you can't do that. You got to channel all your energies towards this thing. And get your emotion to conform to it. That's why sometimes there's got to be some movement. You know what I'm talking about. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yay! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said to Timothy, I will that all men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. If that's got nothing to do with it, why is he telling us to lift our hands? There's some emotion to this thing. Are you hearing me? Love without emotion. It's not love. There's got to be some emotion. So Somebody says, God is never emotional. No, you don't know him. What's laughter? The Bible says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. It's an emotion. It is. Jesus wept. That's an emotion. You still there? Yeah. Very important. Put your emotion to your prayer. That means you're putting your personality to your prayer. That's where the soul is mixed in your prayer. You bring your soul into it. Your soul is the seat of your emotion. You know, this religious praying that has no personality in it is empty. So when your spirit and your soul flow together, you got something. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hand again. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Hey, I'm full of life. I'm full of the Spirit of God. I've got the life of God in me, in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. My mind is alert. My spirit is energized. I got the life of God in me. I'm a success. He has made me a success. I walk in victory 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 365 days a year, and 366 on leap year. I'm not a failure. I'm a success. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say this, I got favor. Favor everywhere. I'm a child of favor. I'm full of favor. 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 For me, on the left hand, on the right hand, everywhere I go, I walk in favor. Come and shout amen, somebody.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
This message has been brought to you by
a child of
Christ
God.
Embassy Main Church, Hallelujah. Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday, 6 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777 002 372 or +256 744 842 849 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.